I'm Andrew Schneider with the Shuttle Herder Relay Team of Pella. I'll have each of you introduce yourself for it.
I'm Gabe Thomas. I'm a senior.
Brendan Weingartner. I'm a sophomore.
Jordan Bima. I'm a senior.
No, Nolan Clayberg, I'm a freshman.
And you guys placed third, a season best, the higher hurdles here today. Gabe, we'll start with you as a senior. What's it like to come back up here and to match your performance last year and have a great race?
Well, coming off last year, we ran that same group that we did last year for the year prior. So we were really, really interested in what was going to happen this year. So I'm just really thankful for these guys working hard. And I'm thankful to come back and make a run at it. So, yeah, I'm just thankful for everything.
Well, and Jordan, you're another one of the seniors here, and you've been up here a couple times and have had some great races so far. What's this week been like and having to cap it off not only with your upcoming race but this one right here?
This race, I will admit, has been a little nerve-wracking for the first time in a while, but I've also been really excited to run some races I love. I even love watching all the freshmen and sophomores step up. They're a great crew, and I can't wait to see them in future events.
And, you know, he's talking about the future. What's it like being up here in this experience and running with some of the fastest in the state? And you guys are neck and neck there with the top three.
Yeah, it's really good. I think this prepared us a lot for upcoming years with like three freshmen, like three sophomores. I think we have a lot of potential and we'll come back strong in a few years.
And Nolan, I interviewed you when you were a hurdle jockey a year ago, and here you are now racing, finishing in the top three. How far and what kind of difference does a year make, and what's it like to be up here racing after a year ago you were a volunteer?
Makes a lot of difference just being with a whole new crew, just all these seniors up here to push you and great coaches. You can change a lot in a year.
Well, and Gabe, as a senior, you know, Jordan talked about the future. We were talking about it before we opened up the microphone. How exciting is it not only to have a great finish for your senior year, but to see what the future holds and to help them develop?
It was just a great time this year. Bium and I, we've been running hurdles together since seventh grade, and it was really fun to help coach up these guys. They're a great guy. They're a great group. We really appreciate their energy. A lot of times, Bium and I will be really, you know, serious and everything. They bring a good lighthearted vibe to the group, and I'm glad that they worked hard this year, and I'm excited to see what they do in the future.
And Jordan, you got a race yet today. What are you looking forward to with the 110 hurdles?
I'm looking forward to it. I'm just glad I qualified for finals again and run it. What I'm really looking forward to is beating my brother's record, who has the school record at a 14.93. I tied it at a Pella meet. I'm hoping to break it today.
And for the two guys who will be coming back next year, what are the things you hope to do in the offseason and next year to take that next step and maybe get a little further even?
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, lifting is a big one. This kid is a freshman, and he's running like 14s, and it's this. I'm a year older, skinnier, adds about half a second. So we'll do a lot of lifting. I'll force him to. And
yeah, just looking forward to getting stronger.
Awesome. The Shuttle Herder Relay Team from Pella, congratulations, guys, on a great race.
Thank you.